Are you a music nerd or a fledgling music nerd who wishes they knew more about what's out there? The All Songs Considered podcast from NPR Music is also here to help. All Songs Considered is one of NPR's music discussion and discovery podcasts. Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton share the best of the best, including a conversation with producer, DJ, and musician Mark Ronson about the allure of vintage sounds in new music. Find lots of songs you'll fall in love with on All Songs Considered every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Felix, stop hiding behind me. This is our Halloween mix, and it's scary.
Okay, I'm the biggest scaredy cat you'll ever meet, so I hope I make it through this show. So to be clear, there are horror movies with soundtracks that are designed specifically to scare the crap out of us, okay? With different sounds, different textures, those low rumbling piano notes, you know. To this day, when I hear the notes from The Exorcist, I immediately turn it off because it just still scares me. So what we're doing is we're not playing that kind of scary music that's meant to scare us. We're playing music that would be featured in a horror movie, but it just exists on its own.
You know, it's one of my mixtapes, so I made it as in we're in a horror movie, okay? And this is how it begins. It's very twangy. It's very dissonant. Something is off. We're probably approaching a really creepy house on the hills, and it's nighttime. And I really wish you hadn't forgotten your cell phone there, Felix.
I'm going to take my chances. What are we listening to?
This is Guadalupe Plata, Estoy Roto. I'm broken. Interested in, Felix, why is some music creepy and scary to us? And I think it has something to do with like that sounds that don't make sense make us uncomfortable. I asked you, why do we find certain sounds scary? And here's my theory. The human brain likes patterns and things that make sense.
That sounds like a good theory.
Okay, we're moving on. This is a song called You Cannot Lose. And I chose it because it's very enticing. It's somebody who gets according to the lyrics, he gets a call from disgrace itself, desgracia. And in the song, disgrace is saying, what can you lose? And it's from a band from Colombia that's very dear to my heart, Nanook, El Último Esquimal. I don't know if you remember this, Felix. This is one of the first bands we ever played on Alt Latino many years ago. La desgracia vino y me dijo, ven aquí, pero ya nada es lo mismo, para mí es mejor lo que he visto. Personas perdidas donde no las hay, conciencias usadas donde no las ves, y tú sabes que no puedes perder. ¡Me limpio el culo!
Okay, before we go any further, I need to say for the record that I am not a horror movie fan.
Oh, me neither.
In fact, I'm the biggest scaredy cat in the world.
Me too. Maybe we shouldn't be in this movie, Felix.
I will say that I saw a lot of them growing up because my younger brother Mario loved them, but he would never watch them by himself. So we had to sit there, watch the movies with him. We had our hands over our faces while we watched them, my brothers and I. But that's my history with horror movies.
So my best friends back in Argentina, after they took me to go see the Blair Witch Project, they made a pact to never take me to... they would never take me to watch a horror film in public again because I guess I scream really loud and I jump on people. Like I jump into people's lap like a cat, you know? So it's really bad. And then like I do watch The Walking Dead. I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. And I recently got into American Horror Story because of Lady Gaga, but I can't watch it by myself. So I guess I would be like your brother. And what I do, and this is horrible, I close my eyes and I have someone sitting next to me narrate it. So it's like I watch The Walking Dead, but it's like a radio novela, like a radio soap opera version of it. And I'm like, what's happening?
Okay, we're back in the scary mansion. Now, what's next on your playlist for our horror story?
Okay, so I brought one of your favorite bands. This is Chicano Batman, Black Lipstick, which I used to wear in high school.
Her blood was red, but now it's blue. She no longer smiles at you.
Part where we walk into the mansion, this woman greets us and she's wearing black lipstick. She no longer smiles.
Because it's true, she's a gangster with her emotion, a deeper lips with her affection. As she swindles away, as she swindles away to your heart. She'll tear it apart. She'll tear it apart.
Okay, that was one of my favorite bands, Chicano Batman. It's perfect for our horror movie because you're getting greeted at the door by this woman who's obviously dead.
Yes. Well, and now, Felix, it's all gone to merde because we're in, like, some deep trouble and she starts putting you under her spell. And that's my next song. This is by Los Tres. It's a Chilean rock band, but a lot of people know it by the Café Tacuba cover, Déjate Caer. But I have a soft spot for the original because I think it's even eerier. Déjate caer, déjate caer. La tierra es al revés, la sangre es amarilla, déjate caer. El viento ya no sopla, la boca bien cerrada, amárrate los pies, piensa en tu madre y déjate this lady that we've run into at this mansion where you forgot your cell phone, Felix, is not very nice. Some might say she's a bruja, which is a good time to play one of my favorite jarochos ever, 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 which is La Bruja.
And bruja means witch, and La Bruja resides in the pantheon of spooky characters along with El Cucuy, or the boogeyman, and the chupacabra, which is like a boogeyman on steroids. And this version of La Bruja is by the group Tlen Huicani.
Ay, qué bonito es volar a las dos de la mañana, a las dos de la mañana. Ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá. Hasta venir a quedar.
lleva a su casa, me vuelve maceta y una calabaza. Me agarra la bruja, me lleva al cuartel, se sienta en mis piernas y me invita a comer.
Ay, dígame y dígame y yo le diré.
Okay, hearing that song, I mean, it sounds like a very typical jarocho sound, but to me, again, just like as we've talked about before, it's the creepy within the normal, right? Because it's, again, it's the lyrics. It's not a very scary song form, but the lyrics get to us and really take us to that scary place. Ooh. Okay, so we've encountered La Bruja. Where are we now in our horror movie?
Well, Felix, I hope you had a light breakfast. It's time to start running. I'm sorry, man. You're going to just have to buy another phone, okay? I don't want to stay in here. This is Keep On Running by Gabriel Garzón Montano.
Wasting away, swear that we're having a good time. We spend the days joking, and love to complain that there's no time. And so we're planning and planning, but only to live in the meantime. We're climbing the ladder to be stuck whatever. We're so fine, we're so fine, we're so fine, we're so fine, so fine, we're so fine. Keep on, keep running. Quick to
so fine. We're so fine.
Keep on, keep running.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the scary music to remind you to check in with our friends Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton at the All Songs Considered podcast. Find lots of songs you'll fall in love with every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. So we're running from the bruja.
Yeah, but it's not working, okay? So we're going to have to just really buckle down and fight, okay? So now I brought some Halloween fighting against demons and monsters and ghosts music. And we're going to fight to the sound of Dominican rapper Maluka. The name of the song is Call Me Mommy.
Try to set it on me.
So we're still fighting, and I brought another song. This is a Mexican-American rapper from Texas who I have been waiting for so long to play for you. And just a side note, I'm really excited about this girl. I think it's just one of those awesome scenarios in which you hear an artist and you watch her evolve, and she gets to this really sweet spot, and she's only going to get better. This artist is known as Snow the Product, and the track we're playing is Bet That I Will.
Bet that I blow a few stacks. Bet you ain't no woke independent. I tell them I know you knew that. Snow be so dope, I'm numbing the feeling of all of the hate that I feel that I'm getting from broke male rappers and ugly ass women that say I ain't shit. Cause of Nicki and Niggy, they downplay the lyrics. Delivered, I'm killing. I hit them with, have you seen them? Only way that I'ma kill it, get a booty like Selena. Heard she ate pizza. Now I'm calling Domino's Pizza Hut, my man cheese. Unsaid for some reason, he liked that I'm eating. I'm pushing this weight, now my weight kinda leaving. But staying in places, he like what he seeing. I tell him grab on cause I'm taking these beatings. While you bedazzle, I'm fighting embezzlements. I'll be in court and I'm not one to settle it. Y'all owe me money, I will fucking get it then. I know the rules and my ruler been bending it. My grand committed, my money demented. I'll hire some immigrants, pin you like Pinterest. Cause they don't know English, they won't get a sentence. Cause we could build houses, no blueprint, no template. Believe me, it's easy to burn down your residence. They'll get away cause they not on the sentence. Now bitch, you could bet that I will. Now bitch, you could bet that I will. Now bitch, you could bet that I will. Now bitch, you can bet that I will. Bet that I will. Bet that I will. Bet that I, bet that I, bet, bet, bet. This shit ain't made for twerking, bitches. It's for crazy ass 2 a.m. on the ground lurking, bitches. For shoot first, ask questions last, and kill a bitch before you even know if she did it for certain, bitches. It's for double shift pulling, I'm working, bitches. Don't sell sex, but goddamn, I ain't no virgin, bitches. Me over, I will take you, man. I'll take his new girls and I'll turn the bitches. I got a motherfucking vendetta. Never been a little bitch, I'm cold as thin sweaters. And I'm finna get them when I step up in the venue and I'm closing at your show. Cause ooh, bitch, you should have been better. Look, I don't give a motherfuck if I never make it to platinum. They'll always pull up a tab and remember how I was rapping. Now I was killing these beats and it's chronologically captured. They'll always see I ain't changing these patterns and how these tracks get demolished. Cause I've been at this, I've always been this advanced. And it's honest, some female rappers still patterns, but they not matching. Ironic, cause if it's fashion, they probably haven't matched. But bitches, this one I do, I be chopping and I be catching like.
Since it's Halloween, trick or treat, I brought you a treat.
Okay.
You know, because you might need like a little treat while we're fighting. Snow the Product, I'm such a huge fan of what she's doing. Last year, she did something for BET, like a freestyle rap. Can we just take a moment to listen to it?
Good credit, need no cosign. Snow the Product, got enough balls to come in the game. And I will get no push from no guy. When I need the dough, split no pies. I'm not a cookie cutter bitch, but no shade. But if snow spit, it's snow right. Oh, by the way, you rappers name drop El Chapo. Migos, Narcos, Papos, Papos from Papos. Call yourself Griselda Blanco. But I'm not gonna get my shot though. Robándole la cultura para Latina. Do you got yo? Pero mira que está el dato. I'm raised on fun and the best of them. You know I don't like visas. Giving Amex to a Mexican. And ooh, I'm about to represent. SBET, hit SCP, hit your SAP. Button ASAP, si sí, porque mira nomás, mira que lírica, la chica es sensata, corazón de oro, pero con plata, y estas chicas ni corcholata, sí, pero aquí nomás la que mata, por Sábado y Dante, cause I'll be damned if the only Latin rep is Jocelyn Hernandez.
Okay, Jazz. Our producer, Surreal Mohammed, said she saw that performance on TV, and it was indeed very powerful. The young woman held her own on that stage. So I can't wait to hear more from her. Nice find. Okay, let's get back to our imaginary trip to Horrorland. Where are we now?
We fought, we won, we're going, you know what? I'm going to go buy you a cell phone. I don't care. Let's go. But as with every good horror movie, it's not actually over. Like, we're happy, we're moving on, but whatever was happening in that mansion, somebody is obsessed with you, Felix. I have nothing to do with this. I wash my hands. And what better way to end this mixtape than with a band that I think... You kind of can't play a Halloween horror show mixtape without including Davila 666 or AJ Davila. This is the track Obsesional, Obsessed.
Obsessed.
Okay, Jasmine, thank you very much for the horror music. That was quite a movie, and I have the lights on again, so I'm feeling much better and much safer. Okay. We want to remind you that you can hear every song we play today on our podcast at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And we want to remind you that next week we're going to do our third annual Sonic Altar, where we will look back at the year that was and play some tributes for Dia de los Muertos. So don't miss that next week. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Gagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag